This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations across 20 states from Jalandhar in Punjab yesterday. These stations have been modernized under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, ABSS, which is one of the world's largest station redevelopment programs. Developed at a cost of about 1,570 crore rupees, these stations have been transformed into modern passenger-friendly facilities. Redeveloped in the spirit of Virasat Bhi Vikas Bhi, the stations incorporate elements reflecting local culture, heritage and architecture. India's first private orbital rocket, Vikram-1, developed by Hyderabad-based Skyroot Aerospace, is all set for its maiden test flight today as part of Mission Agaman. The liftoff is scheduled for 11:30 a.m. Indian time from the first launch pad at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch will mark the first flight of an orbital-class rocket fully designed and developed by an Indian private company from domestic soil. Vikram-1 is named in honour of father of the Indian space programme, Dr. Vikram Sarabhai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the mission as a historic new chapter in India's space journey. The Prime Minister urged citizens, especially the youth, to follow this historic mission and join in wishing Team Skyroot success by using the hashtag India with Vikram-1. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will today visit the BSF's 18th Battalion Border Outpost at Jamkachi in West Bengal, located near the India-Bangladesh border, to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several BSF-related development projects. Home Minister will also chair a meeting in Siliguri to review border management and security-related issues in the state. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will commence from Monday and will continue till 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Activist Sonam Wangchuk has been taken to a government hospital for essential medical care. New Delhi's Deputy Commissioner of Police, Sachin Sharma, said Mr. Wangchuk has been shifted as per orders of the Delhi High Court and on expert medical advice due to his deteriorating health condition. Mr. Wangchuk has been on fast at Jantar Mantar for several days. The United Nations Human Rights Agency has voiced concern over the wave of unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, calling for investigations into killings of protesters as well as members of security forces. In a statement, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, urged Pakistani authorities to exercise restraint, protect fundamental rights, and ensure accountability for reported violence ahead of regional elections at the end of the month. Mr. Turk appealed for calm as tensions continue to rise across the region. According to the UN, dozens of people, including protesters and law enforcement personnel, have reportedly been killed since last month during demonstrations linked to growing political unrest ahead of the elections. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has dismissed media reports speculating about Rohit Sharma's future in the Indian cricket team, stating that he will continue to play for India after the series deciding third and final ODI against England at Lord's in London tomorrow. BCCI Secretary Devjeet Sekhia has rejected the speculations that the Lord's ODI could be Rohit's last international match. In badminton, Indian shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of Japan Open in Tokyo today. She entered the final after her opponent and world number 4 Chen Yufei of China retired during the second set of the match. Sindhu won the first set 21-19 and was leading in the second set 15-10 when her Chinese rival got retired. And that is the end of this news bulletin.